Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. It is 11 a.m. on the East Coast, 9 in Central, and 8 on the West Coast. Morocco, it is 1500 hours. Thank you for joining us. I put up a video, not a video, but I put up a picture of my lunch today that I'm eating right now. And let us sign into Facebook. I need to put Do Not Disturb on here first. All right, let me go into Facebook. Silencer on. What's kicking, Facebook? How y'all doing? All right, so I put a picture up for my lunch. Let me turn this radio down. All right, let me go to Facebook. How's everybody doing? Everybody stressed out or everybody's cool? Your Thanksgiving shouldn't be so hard this year because nobody's traveling. Okay. I'm live. All right, so I'm looking for the food that I put up. Let's see. All right, let's see. Yeah, okay. Lunch today, pizza and chicory root tea. Ideal ingredients include millet pizza crust, marinara sauce, vegan meat crumbles. We made some stuff the other night, the vegan sausage video, and vegan cheese, yellow tomatoes, scallions, and chicory root tea with cane sugar and coconut milk. So that's an easy enough lunch, very easy. Very easy and not only easy, but healthy because you have the millet dough here. That's a grain from Africa. And then the marinara sauce. The marinara sauce can be any way that you want it to be. It could be sweet. Most are. They have basil in it. You put your own ingredients. Start with a paste. Start with a regular tomato paste. And then put all the good stuff that you like inside of the paste. Cook it down for, over, maybe you could put it in a crock pot or something. But try to make everything as easy as possible. So, and then we were reading out of this young lady's book. I don't know where I put the book, but I'll find it today. Where she taught us how to make a vegan sausages and vegan bacon. And we used the crumbles. Tastes like sausage. You use fennel. My grandparents used to butcher the hog, I think every year, every other year. They used to do it with Mr. Bubba Davis and Mr. State Kelly and Uncle Sheely, Uncle Nat, all of them. My granny used to call everybody fella, tota, or swinger. So all those fellas used to get together and do that, but just use the ingredients that they used to make the sausage. You can make your own rice pudding vegan sausage. That junk is real with grits. Let me tell you about pudding sausage if you don't know. So now all those good things that I loved growing up, I can make them now vegan. And they won't hurt me. They won't try to kill me like the pig and the worms and the parasites do. And so so you can do that. Then you can use your vegan cheese. Use your onions that you like, cilantro, basil, whatever you like on pizza, you can make the vegan version at home. You don't have to worry about the ingredients, okay? All right. So This is my last slice. I put the yellow tomato on there, heirloom, and then some vegan cheese. And this is the mozzarella vegan cheese. And this is the cheddar slices. So one was shredded, one was sliced. Whatever you have in your refrigerator. And this is my drink, chicory root. So chicory root is roasted. It looks like coffee grounds. But the difference is you have to throw coffee grounds away and do something else with it. I think people put it in their plants to give them stimulation. But coffee was never intended for oral consumption. Coffee was made for a rejuvenator with the organs inside the body. You might say, well, how is it going to rejuvenate the organs or the systems if you don't drink it? Enema, okay? The enema with the coffee, obviously not hot coffee, not even warm coffee. Just room temperature coffee, and use the old ladies used to have the red douche bags with the long syringe thing to insert. Use fleet, just boil out the chemicals that they use in there. Or get, I don't know if they even make empty ones, but get something. And if you are very sluggish, if you have any kind of infections, virus, obviously it was really big in the AIDS community because everything shuts down. So if you're in that situation, you just want to be motivated. You just want to see if the shit works. Do it. Not coffee, sugar, and cream. Just coffee. But I use this because I don't drink coffee. I really never drank coffee that much. You know, maybe in the Army I did. But this is chicory root, and it looks like ground coffee grinds. And you boil them, and you strain them because they might be a little bit tough. You know, it is a root. And then you add your cane sugar and your favorite non-dairy milk or creamer. All right? It tastes like coffee. But the benefit, you know, I just don't eat stuff just to be eating it because I like it. Let me tell you what chicory root is all about. Chicory root is a king in the plant kingdom, right? Chicory root, a non-caffeine herb that when dry roasted has energy-raising properties. So it's going to give you the energy that you need without the caffeine, all right? I had a client in California. She would not take her eye shades off until she had at least a six-pack down before she got out of bed. And when we left, she was good, all right? All right, chicory root, a non-caffeine herb that when dry roasted has energy-raising properties, rich in vitamins A, B, C, G, vitamin K, and vitamin P. Vitamin P? I never heard of vitamin P before. Do your research, okay, because there is a vitamin P, all right? As a tea, it helps to eliminate phlegm, soothes upset stomach. Great for uric acid, gout, and conditions of gout, liver cleanser, all right? So it helps with the liver cleansing, eliminating phlegm, vitamins A, B, C, G, K, and P, okay? Good for upset stomach, great for uric acid. So remember when we did the energy clock, the cycles? The cycle for the stomach was in the morning when you got up. And I was telling you not to drink coffee because your body needs water at that time. You can have chicory root and you can fool yourself until you come around that's their coffee. It tastes just like coffee. All right. It tastes just like coffee. And you can have it iced too. You drink iced coffee and drink iced chicory root. But just get the pure chicory root. Don't get the one that has other things in it, because even when I help my clients, if I give them like 15 teas to buy, to herbs to get, I always put the chicory root separate because people who love coffee, that can be their coffee. You can put whipped cream in it. They have vegan whipped cream. I'm looking for vegan marshmallows though. All right, let's go to the next thing. Okay, flavonoids can be found in fruits, vegetables, tea, cocoa, and wine. They give certain foods their color, provide plants with protection from ultraviolet rays and infection, and may offer health benefits. Vitamin P, flavonoids. All right. And then, let's see. And you know what vitamin K is all about. You should know. Greens. Right. This is, there's no doubt that you are familiar with how essential vitamins are to your health. You're probably not very well aware of some of the most important ones too, such as the B vitamins, vitamin C, D, and E. You're also probably pretty familiar with what these important vitamins do for your health. Vitamin C strengthens the immune system, for example, and you may even be asking, sure, that you're either getting them through your diet or supplements. And I, like some other naturopathics, don't believe that you should be taking vitamins. You should be eating vitamins or drinking vitamins, okay? Do you know, though, that there is a super important vitamin that you may not be familiar with? Vitamin K is just as essential as all the other vitamins. And it does so many incredible things for the body. However, many people aren't aware of how important vitamin K is and aren't getting enough of it. Vitamin K is a term used to describe a collection of fat-soluble compounds. In other words, there is more than one type of this vitamin, just like the vitamin Bs or vitamin B vitamins. The two different K vitamins include K1 and K2. All right. So I'm going to get down, and this is from veryhealthy.life, 18 foods high vitamin K. And you know what? You know, I'm going to put my research against this, and we'll be finding out what is going on. Hi, everyone who is watching. If anybody has any comments, hi, Claudia. Hi, Claudia. This Assalamu alaikum, Hari, and Assalamu alaikum, Noble. All right, number one, kale. Dinosaur kale is the best kale possible, so the other ones you have to do your research, okay? Let's see. Blueberries. I'm not going to give you all 10. I'm just going to give you a head start, okay? Celery. I didn't like celery a long time because sometimes people take the chunks of it and I don't want to eat a whole half a stick of celery in a potato salad or a salad, whatever I'm eating now. But I like to shred everything now. So do your due diligence. And let's see. Okay, well, what are we supposed to be talking about today? Pizza ideas, all right? So, pizza ideas. All right, so I would recommend the millet bread, the millet. But you don't have to use millet. You can use a coconut crust. You can use a chickpea crust. Any type of grain or something that's healthy, use that crust. Make your own crust, okay? You have bread makers now that make the dough for you. You go to sleep and wake up and it's ready. So I just try to eliminate it. Every possible help, every vegan or vegetarian topping. If you're a pescatarian, if you eat fish, just make sure that it's clean I go to extreme with my clients who insist on eating bacteria-filled fish. It all depends on what area of the world you live. We know that activated charcoal works well to get poisons and things out, right? So I would tell my clients to take a half a teaspoon of activated charcoal in water and soak the fish to try to get some bad stuff out, you know, the mercury and all that stuff. So I don't tell people not to do something, but I just try to make an effort to help people halfway clean up the stuff because it's not helpful. It's not healthy, okay? You can really wake up every day with no pain at all. You can do things. Okay, all you have to do is do a little bit of research, a little bit of homework, be good to yourself. You're the only person that can do this. You can't proxy or phone this in. You have to do it yourself. And I mentioned before that when I dropped the 256 pounds, I didn't work out one day. I worked out when I got down from a 30 to a zero, and I started losing muscle, and I had to go into the gym and start building it back up. That's the only time I worked out. So you don't have to do all that stuff, okay? All right. These are ideas. So let's say the whatever dough you want to make, and then you have your sauce. You don't have to use red sauce. There are people that are allergic to tomatoes and red sauce, too much acid reflux. You can get another kind of sauce. Let's see, what kind of a sauce would that be? I would talk to Suri, but she acts crazy on me sometimes. I get into fights. You know that. I get into fights with Suri all the time. Suri says, I don't know how to respond to that. All right, so if anybody can think of substitutes for red sauce for pizza ideas, put it in the chat. Perfect. Okay, technically, tomatoes are a fruit because anything with a seed is a fruit. All right, so let me check this. Oh, okay, so. Okay, I'll give you some ideas. This is pesto. I didn't think of that. One of the easiest pizza sauce alternatives is jarred pesto or homemade. Just spread it straight on the pizza crust and top with your normal toppings. Okay? Okay, let me... I was thinking, like, this flashed through my mind, but I don't know. Bechamel, white gravy. I don't know. Would it firm up like, you guys can choose if you want. Make a white pizza with an easy bechamel or white sauce. Make a roux with flour. Okay, so let's say chickpea flour and butter, earth balance butter, the red container, and cook it with milk. Coconut milk, oat milk, and seasonings to make a delicious white sauce that's perfect for people who aren't a fan of tomato sauce. All right, give it a try. It's worth a shot. Salsa without tomatoes. Salsa is another easy jarred alternative to pizza sauce and works especially well if you add beans and other Latin-influenced toppings that I don't mess with, but you can... You can go on this website when you want to. All right. You can add cilantro and some other stuff. Barbecue sauce without tomatoes. I guess liquid smoke. So the young girl that was with the book, or a young lady with the book that we were talking about. She taught us how to make vegan barbecue sauce, so we can use that without tomatoes, though. This recipe would call for liquid smoke, and then she taught us how to make vegan liquid smoke. Okay. Hummus. I love hummus. Hummus is just basically chickpeas blended with onions, olives, peppers, and stuff like that. So it's delicious on pita bread. Just make sure it's a grain so you don't go wrong with it on pizza. Hummus is an easy way to jazz up your pie while adding protein and nutrients too. Top it off with onions, olives, peppers, and vegan feta cheese. I know I had at the True restaurant in Houston. I think it's True Foods or True or something like that. Vegan spot in Galleria. They have a pizza, a vegan pizza. They have a lot of pizzas, but I can't remember the one that I loved. I ate every day I was there, but they made it vegan style for me. And then they had at that restaurant a vegan sour cream. And also at Buna Cafe, it's an Ethiopian vegan spot in Brooklyn. The best food in the world. The best vegan food, period, that I've ever had. They made the kita bread, and they made the cashew sour cream. If you're allergic to nuts, that was not for you. But there's an egg scramble made out of chickpeas instead of eggs. If you are in that area, go for brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Oh, my God. The food is so good. All right. And if you are gluten-free like me, you would have to call a day in advance to order the gluten, the bread, you know, the brown bread. God, I can't remember the name. But if you eat Ethiopian food, you know what I mean, like the one that you tear and dip with the food. I'll remember it probably either before we end today or tomorrow. All right, pumpkin sauce, pumpkin pizza sauce, adding some pureed pumpkin helps to tone down the acidity while adding vitamins and flavor. Just mix canned pumpkin and some tomato sauce. But we're saying tomato-free sauce, so don't add tomato sauce if you are allergic. So I was thinking, though, when I saw that puree pumpkin, you could do some puree squash and maybe a puree sweet potato and mix that. That would be an awesome. That would be bite. That, let me tell you. That flavor, we did it in a soup in the class that I did, and it was divine. It was so good. Okay, so if you try that, pumpkin and beet marinara for people who can't eat plants in the nightshade family, which includes tomatoes and peppers, but still crave a red sauce on their pizza. A good alternative is a sauce made of pumpkin and beet puree. I love beets. I love beet juice. I had beet chips yesterday. The beets add both sweetness and a red color to the sauce, and with garlic, basil, and other spices, it tastes almost like the real thing. So instead of garlic, I would use the black radish. It tastes like garlic. It's garlicky. Ranch. They said use a ranch pizza. It's a big hit with kids. Spread ranch dressing on the crust and top it off with all sorts of healthy toppings. The creaminess of the dressing means you can go easy on the cheese if you like. And there, Daya does make a ranch dressing, a blue cheese dressing, a Caesar's dressing, and a I think honey mustard dressing. But I'm slowing down with them right now. But I've never had any kind of controversy with the sauces. It's just that sliced cheese, we got to find out what's going on there. Okay. Some people like garlic and oil. You could just spread that and make it. Pepper jelly, sweet and spicy red pepper jelly is a delicious condiment on cheese by itself. Caramelized onions could be a sauce. Ricotta cheese. There is a vegan ricotta cheese. And you can use that also for your lasagna. And they have, excuse me, they say can't do dairy. Try this macadamia nut ricotta. And they give you the recipe on here. There's a link, so you just go to the next page, all right? And, all right, so I'm going to tell you the website I was looking at is, I think I told you already, didn't I? Wisebread.com / make pizza night fun again with these 30 pizza sauce substitutes. And then it takes you to the macadamia nut ricotta, and that is at the website. Nope. Let's see. I'll go back. All right. Blog Talk Radio, y'all are leaving already. Okay. And on the macadamia nut ricotta, recipe is on keepitinkind.com. KEEPINITKIND.com. / roasted / garlic / white / pizza / with blah, blah, blah. Right? Macadamia nut. Right? And they make the actual pizza here. All right. So, yeah, it looks like they made a little cheesecake too. So this looks like a good site. Just go throughout the web to vegan food recipes. There are a million of them now. Everybody is on the wagon, so it's not going to be hard like it was for me, because it's everywhere. And if you don't like an ingredient, if you're allergic to something, you know, you don't have to spaz out on them. Just go ahead and change it. You know, don't need drama. All right, for the roasted garlic white sauce, or for the macadamia ricotta, Blog Talk, y'all have to go to Facebook and find out what the recipe is. I'll post it after this. 1 cup of raw macadamia nuts soaked for at least 1 hour, juice of 1 lemon, 4 teaspoons of reserve water, 3/4 teaspoons of citrus herb sea salt or regular sea salt, 1 teaspoon of nutritional yeast, and 1/2 teaspoon of white miso. Make sure that's sunflower leche miso, not soy. Okay. And then for the garlic roasted white sauce, 2 heads of garlic or radish, all for drizzling. I won't use cauliflower, but you can. I won't use 1/2 cup of cashews, but you can. Juice of 1/2 lemon, 1 tablespoon of white miso, 1/2 tablespoon of nutritional yeast, 1 cup of almond milk, I'll use coconut, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, salt and pepper to taste. And then for the pizza, 1/2 recipe of pizza dough per pizza. Use pizza dough recipes of choice, 1 bunch of spinach or kale or another green, collards per pizza, stems removed and roughly chopped. Right, so you can go to that website, keepinitkind.com. All right, like peace food. Okay. Yeah, we're not strangling an animal to get this food. All right, so what time is it? It's 11:31. All right, I think that's it for the day. I'm making some foods and I'll be posting them up today. And in the morning, and maybe doing some video. The kitchen that I'm going to be using is not ready yet, so I'm just trying to do the best I can right now to help you guys in this crucial peer pressure week. People are going crazy with Thanksgiving, all right? And it's you're not even supposed to be being gluttonous. You're supposed to be giving thanks and do the research and find out what the real Thanksgiving is about. Okay. All right. Blessings, Islam.
Thank you. the building here tonight. Jesse Meagle, I told y'all to turn, Jesse, turn off the damn TV. I told y'all to turn the damn TV. Y cierren esta puta puerta, you know, porque está, se va a meter los zancudos y todo. Yo se van a pagar los
okay, turn that TV off. Let's just see it. When you go outside, please shut that door. Let's see what's down. Wait, let me tie my shoes. Yeah, let me tie my shoes. I want to. These are some pilgrim shoes. I'm tying them. Tying my shoes. Look what happened.
You got foggy. That wasn't from today. That was over on the chair.
When it fell. Okay, let's look. I'm going to play hard in my work.
Let me tell Jesse when they get something to drink, you know.
When y'all want something to drink, get a bottle of water, y'all better finish it. That's it. Dino, you tell me what he does, okay? All right.
I don't know who Jesse is. And the other one say, yeah, well, both of them
both the same.
Make
that big
drink.
I'm sorry, you say you're going to take a nap now?
Yeah, so I'll take a bath. I haven't slept that well.
All right. And then tomorrow, you say you're going to go downtown with your mom?
I'm supposed to go with her down. I don't know what time she wants to go, but I hope she goes early. Because I might end up going. Maybe. It depends if my mom wants to go. But she said that right there where she works at, where she's staying at, they told her that she don't need to have a lawyer. Check this out. That she don't need to have a lawyer until they do court. I told my mom, man, come on, man. When you go to court, you need to have a fucking lawyer to stand by your side. You ain't gonna win shit.
When is the court?
I don't know. I had go to the legal aid, you know, downtown when they do court. You know, right there, they have legal free lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
That's Anna Marie. That's how she got a lawyer.
Your mom can qualify for that, too.
I told her, I'll take you to go get the damn lawyer. I've been to it. I take people. I used to say, people, you know me? After, you know, you can get one because you're not, you know, anybody's qualified. Come on, be smart. How the hell they going to tell you that you don't need a lawyer when you go to court?
Right.
Now, they fucked up. People, oh, I don't know what the shit they smoking on. But you, regardless of what, every time you go to have a court, if you are a judge, not a judge, you need a lawyer by your side. You ain't going to stand right there and don't know what the fuck this is saying. You feel me? You need a lawyer. I'll let you know in a little what my schedule is.
Okay.
Or in case I do. You know what? I might tell you one thing and then I want to disappear at